The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You know, it's been an amazing, hot Washington metropolitan, you know, area for the last several days. And a lot of you are outside and you're sweating. And a lot of you go inside and you're not getting any sunlight. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. So we're going to talk a little bit about stress patterns, that kind of stress. But we're also going to talk about how you really can adapt to all the things that are happening in the environment. And then at some point during the show, we're going to do a little what we call the COVID corner, if you will, and just give you a little bit of update on some of the things that you need to know about and how you can actually protect yourself and make yourself stronger and the like. You know, we're getting into the season right now where all of you are, that have children and grandchildren and so forth are involved in a conversation of, you know, what am I going to do with the kids? How are they going to get back to school? Am I going to be able to work, you know, and handle homeschooling and all those things that are so important? So we'll touch upon that a little bit. And I'd like to encourage you, give me a call. Would love to talk about any of those things today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625, and we'll take your questions on anything. But, you know, we're going to talk about brain health today. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what happens with the emotional package that you have. There's an interesting book that I kind of been thumbing through over the last couple weeks or so, and it's called Wake Up the Happy Brain. And it's a compilation of small pieces from a lot of different doctors, well-known people from all over the United States and Canada and so forth. And they have contributed to this thing. And you get into the book, and it's talking everything about, you know, PTSD patterns and how to, you know, trigger your brain to self-heal, you know, practical things that you need to know about anti-aging and rejuvenate your brain. And it's quite impressive. And everybody just kind of adds a little piece of the puzzle. So I would encourage you to pick up a copy of it if you haven't. It's called Wake Up the Happy Brain. And actually the publishing company is Wake Up Incorporated. And people on this thing, from people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, who many of you know, all the way down to physicians, medical folks, Michael Grossman, who is very, very well known in the area of brain aging. And we're going to talk a little bit about his work today. But, you know, I want to start out by talking about this inflammatory thing that we all have, you know, it's gotten our attention, right? So, but we're not going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about inflammation and how it affects other pieces of your health. And what I want you to do is have some tools that you can actually apply to get rid of your arthritis, get rid of your degenerative disease, get rid of your heart problems, get rid of the diabetic conditions that you're suffering from. And those are all a result in many cases of inflammatory degradation or degeneration over a period of many, many years. So what happens? You know, when you hear the term inflammation, you should immediately think about acid. And acid erodes and breaks down and destroys tissue in the body, just like it does on surfaces. If you put it on a piece of wood, or if you put it on, you wanted to etch a piece of glass, you do it with acid. Well, there's good applications of that, but there are also pieces of the puzzle that you want to protect yourself from breaking down and destroying your heart, your kidneys, your joint spaces, and the like. So we're going to talk a little bit about it from the structural, and then we're going to go to the emotional platform. But this inflammatory pathway is something that we really, really have to put together in a perspective that is understood. So, you know, when you hear the word, and I'm going to use the word, this inflammatory cascade, that has to do with, you know, right now we're all focused on lung and how it affects the heart and so forth. But really, what are the triggering mechanism? What happens? Why do we have, and we use the term cytokine storm? It's actually, if you go into and you Google interleukin 6, you'll find the cytokine storm affects joint spaces. But there are things that we're doing in our day-to-day life, things that are causing these things to be much more apparent, and things that will cause other things to invoke, if you will, these inflammatory reactions. So let's start with something that we all can put our head around. Let's talk about arthritic conditions. You go to the doctor and they say, well, what do you expect for your age? You have arthritis. You know, everybody that gets old has arthritic conditions. Not so much. There's a lot of people that we see on a day-to-day basis in structural practice, and that they come in and they're clean. They don't have any joint space degeneration. So what's the difference between them and maybe you, who has been told that you have an arthritic condition of some sort? And we know that there are many different types of arthritis. There's rheumatoid arthritis, and there's psoriatic arthritis, and there's osteoarthritis, and the list goes on. There's actually multiple dozens of different type of arthritic conditions, but they have something very much in common. They have an inflammatory reaction that is causing the problem, the joint space to break down. So when you hear the term, and we'll go from basics, when you talk about arthritis, arthro simply means joint space, itis means inflammation. And so when you have an inflammatory problem of a joint, you have arthritis. So, but there's something also called arthrosis. Arthrosis is something that is not inflamed, but is destroyed, is broken down. So that, you know, you ask the doctor, well, you know, I have arthritis, but it doesn't bother me. Actually, the term probably at that point should be an arthrosis of sort. Well, you have joint damage, but it's not bothering you at this point. And so, you know, what's the person supposed to do is you weed through the woods a little bit and trying to figure all this out. So, but we want to talk about the inflammatory pathway that may have caused that joint to break down. So you know, you're playing golf and, you know, your shoulder hurts and you go to the doctor, you have arthritis, your knee hurts and you have arthritis, your back hurts. And the doctor says, well, you know, you're loaded with arthritis. So in 43 years of practice, you know, we've seen every form of arthritic presentations that you can possibly imagine. And we want to try to put the fix on it so the patient can enjoy life. They can go out and they can play tennis. They can play golf. They can do all these things. And before it gets to the place where the joint space no longer can be saved, and then you see the local surgeon and he's trying to talk to you about, well, let's put a artificial this in and let's do this and you'll be better off and so forth. But the side effects, the sequela, if you will, of those kind of conditions are quite significant. So if we looked at you, the patient, if we looked at me and we decided to begin to dissect the process relative to what our lifestyle is all about, okay, what is the presentation? So I start digging, right? I said, when was the very first time, you know, all these conditions started presenting themselves? And then I ask, you know, what is it that you're consuming? What is it that you're exposing? What vaccines and inoculations have you had in your body? And then you begin to see this crazy story that it goes back perhaps years ago. And somebody was, you know, in a place in their life where they just ate tons and tons of sugars. Well, sugars, my friend, cause an inflammatory reaction, an inflammatory cascade, if you will, that causes joint spaces to be more susceptible. People who are on aspirin or aspirin-like products, they're called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These things cause the joint to break down, even though they're designed to decrease inflammation. Because people have been on them for a long time, now they compete with different nutrients and vitamins that the joint space needs to fix itself. And now what happens, you get wear and tear, the joint can't fix itself anymore, and it begins to degrade, it begins to destroy itself. You look at a patient, you say, how about steroids? How many, you know, have you ever been on those? Have you had vaccines? And each one of these things have side effects, but then they begin to compound. The patient says, well, you know, I've only had a couple of these. Then you see they've had a couple of those, and they had a couple of the other thing, and they begin to stack over a period of time. And so subsequently, this little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it begins to add up over time, and little injuries that take place now cause the person in their, you know, 30s, their 40s, their 60s, their 80s, now to have a body that has been diagnosed as arthritic, body and what do you expect for your age? And it really has nothing to do with age. What it has to do with is injury and neglect of the body over a period of many years and really not having, you know, the notion, the wherewithal, the information of how to really stop it. And, you know, when we tell a patient, listen, you've got to stop doing what it is that you're doing, they look like I'm taking their best friend away from them, because we all have, you know, those things that are comfort foods, if you will, you know, the chocolate sodas, the, you know, the candy bars, the, you know, I got to have something sweet, you know, and I go out and get a bag of whatever and I demolish it. You know, somebody asked me, don't you eat anything sweet? I said, yeah, occasionally. I said, Sue will buy me a, you know, a Paul Newman 72% organic, chocolate bar, right? And I only have a little piece now and then. It'll probably take me 2 weeks or so to kill it. And some of you are saying 2 weeks. How about 2 minutes? Well, because I watch what I do and my primary consideration is making me stronger than I had been before, so I can continue the process of doing what I do, because I know the results. I see you. You walk into my office. I see the destruction that takes place when you have neglect. I see the destruction of the joint spaces when you've had all kinds of inoculations and vaccines. I see the destruction when you're on aspirins and other types of drugs on a regular basis. And my brain goes, there are options here, and I want to make those options available so I don't end up like you. But this is not about me. This is about you. And this is about how we're going to reverse this, how we're going to give you the tools, if you will, to begin to fix what is going on. And we can call that an arthritic condition. We can call it diabetes. We can call it a heart problem. We can call it brain deterioration and loss of memory. All of those are inflammatory processes. And that's the key here. This is what I'm trying to draw the line to. Each one of those conditions they come about because of inflammation, an inflammatory reaction that is constant, insidious over a long period of time. And there's, you know, you look at the patient and there's a lot of things that each one of these presentations have in common. You know, people don't get outside. Their vitamin D level is very, very low. They're on different types of medications habitually over a period of time. They've been on, they've had many different inoculations and vaccines. You know, they don't eat anything that's supportive. They're eating refined foods, and those foods have no substance to them. You know, they're white flours, and instead of, if you're going to eat a grain, there should be an organic, you know, non-GMO, not modified food source. But we see all these things, and when you put them into a pot and it begins to look like a soup that could kill an elephant, and you're the elephant that is being taken down. And it's an unfortunate situation, because all of this is reversible. And what we're going to talk about today is we're going to give you some tools to reverse these things and get rid of the pain pattern and allow your brain to, you know, really begin to work the way it's supposed to in your favor. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I have a whole bunch of information for you today. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're obviously listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, and I am live, that is. Listen, I promised you we're going to talk about inflammatory cascades and how the brain works, and we're going to touch a lot of different things, but it all comes down to symptom presentations. What's the symptom that we started out with talking about? Degeneration of tissue. We hit a little bit about arthritis, but we're talking about any kind of joint space. We're talking about any kind of organ system that will degenerate, that will break down. And they're all because of the same type of thing. It's lifestyle. It's stuff that we are doing to ourselves over a long period of time. But unfortunately, we end up going to the doc and he says, what do you expect for your age? Well, it's not your age. It's habits that we get into. And we want to talk a little bit about those. And, you know, the fact that so many of us are sugar junkies. You've heard us talk about repetitively over, you know, the time of this program that, you know, back in the day, 200 years and 240 years ago, when this country first came about, you know, the average consumption of sugar per person was about, oh, you know, something in the neighborhood of about 14, 15 pounds. Today it's about, you know, 170 pounds. And when you say, oh my God, so sugar is one of the worst nightmares. Cancers love sugar. Joint spaces that, you know, that are not healing are a result of an inflammatory reaction that often are due to sugar. But that's not the only story. We're getting into lifestyles that are convenient. You know, through this whole COVID situation, so many people have come out with, you know, an extra 20 pounds, if you will. And it's because they've gone to the refrigerator and they're eating packaged goods, you know, and things that are quick, that are fat, comfort foods. They're making themselves feel better because everybody's depressed. Everybody is in a bad place right now. And so we're trying to modify that feeling, that ugliness. You know, I want to jump into this inflammatory piece. And, you know, we talked about sugars. We talked about refined foods. And truly, absolutely, truly, this is what breaks our body down. You know, when I sit down with a new patient, I talk to them about the insidious breakdown over a long period of time, ultimately getting to a place where you have pathology, and pathology is what you can see. It's the breakdown of tissue, it's a joint space destruction, it's all of those things. And there's a reason for it. And the thing that we're talking about today is neglect. The neglect of our own bodies when it's totally repairable and it's totally reversible. It's not something that you have to live with, it's something that you can fix. The human body is amazing. You know, one of my favorite authors and lecturers and doctor is a guy by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and somebody who lectures with him all the time is Dr. Bruce Lipton. And they, between the two of them, they really bring together how the body is able to functionally recreate itself. Dr. Lipton, Bruce Lipton, talks about the epigenetic platforms, meaning that your cellular expression is subject to everything that's around you, and not only the things that are around you, but how your mind works. Dr. Dispenza's story, many of you know, this guy, you know, broke his back. He was in a triathlon and he got hit by a car and he was thrown 20 feet in the air, came down and broke 6 vertebrae. And they told him he'd be paralyzed for the rest of his life, let alone be able to practice and see patients again. And he used his mind to be able to recreate a broken spine, 6 vertebrae, 2 of them that had been shattered and went directly into the cord. And 9 weeks afterwards, he walked out. How did he do that? How is the mind so powerful, the capacity of the human being so powerful that when you break something, you can heal it? Well, there's story after story of so. Today, you know, back in the day, we thought that was metaphysical experience. Today, we understand from quantum mechanics and quantum physics that you can shift and change virtually anything within your system based on focus and application. And that's why we're going to talk a little bit about how the brain works today and, you know, understand that it can change not only your emotions, but it can change your health. It can allow you to heal. You know, it's all about attitude and energy, if you will. But when we first started today, I talked to you a little bit about a guy that I have a lot of respect for, and his name is Dr. Michael Grossman. And, you know, he talks about how the brain can rejuvenate and begin to turn things around. And so much that happens within our brain starts in the gut, the intestinal tract. That's why it's called the second brain, if you will, because it produces somewhere in the neighborhood of about 80% of all your neurochemistry, everything from your dopamines to theanines and GABA and so forth, that's all gut related. And so when you have a bad gut, the rest of you is going to be in a bad place and you're not going to be able to fix things if that's not cleaned up. You know, Dr. Grossman goes on, he talks about, you know, hardening the arteries and the, you know, the degeneration that takes place and the effect that it has on your own cellular structure, diabetic patterns, all because of how the mind is not being taken care of, and that mind interlinks with the intestinal tract. So, in, you know, if you read his work, he goes on, he talks about sleep and deprivation. He talks about, you know, the emotional pieces. But what I want you to think about right now is if the intestinal tract is the second brain, if that gut of yours is what feeds your neurology, and if that gut is really, and we know it to be your immunological receptor platform as well, and we don't take care of it, we put things down there that you know, that we'd be arrested for if we give it to somebody else in a different country. But we're destroying our internal feed, and that's not okay. We wonder why we're getting sick. We're wondering why certain people are more susceptible, you know, to their environment, why some people, you know, apparently never get sick. Well, it comes down to immunological health, but it centers around the brain and the intestinal system. So that's the linkage I want you to get. I want you to look at the brain, and I want you to remember the gut. And I want you to remember the things that will destroy both, because those things that cause inflammatory reactions in the gut, causing effect on the brain, ultimately causes joint spaces to break down, causes the diabetic patient, you know, to become worse, causes the heart to begin to have an inflammatory reaction, causes the liver to become fatty, causes you not to be able to digest foods. All of those things are critical. We'll come back in the second part of the program. We're going to talk a little bit more about how that brain works. We're going to talk about some things that you can do, but I want to take your calls at 888-630-9625. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am indeed. It's a beautiful day outside, kind of hot like it was yesterday, but maybe, you know, you need to get outside and just go for a brief walk, but take a whole lot of water with you and enjoy the day. Find a pool. Go have some fun. You know, fun is what allows us to smile. When we smile and we laugh, what happens is your immune system gets much stronger. And today's world, we need a very strong immune system. Well, you know, we need a strong immune system all the time anyway. But when you're down in the dumps, when you're depressed, when you have things that are kind of tweaking at you like we all do right now, well, you know, it pays to be happy. And getting outside and walking and being playful and enjoying yourself, well, that's what it's all about. You know, I promise you, we're going to get into this a little bit more, but I promise you I'd give you a little bit of a COVID moment, right? So what I want to let you all know is simply this. When you're outside and you're by yourself and you're walking around, will you please take those masks off? You know, this bug is not transmitting above the treetops and coming down and grabbing you and infecting your body. You need to get fresh air. You need to allow the bacteria that you have in your body and the viruses that you have inside of you get out. That's the natural process of what we do. So, you know, if you're going to socially distance when you go into a store and you're around a lot of people and you're fearful of those things, those are the times that limit that and make sure you're getting good, fresh air. And the most important thing when you're getting outside, in addition to that, that's probably number one. Number two is making sure that you get vitamin D on your skin, meaning the sunlight stimulates something called your melanin receptors within the skin that produces your vitamin D. And you got to be out there for about 45 minutes or so. So don't run from the house to the car, to the store, to the car. Get outside, get some sunlight. That's your COVID moment. Make sure that you really get your immune system working the way it's supposed to and take basic nutrients from probiotics to zinc to vitamin C. The process of supporting your body is not that difficult, but you can do damage if you don't take it seriously, meaning take your health seriously and don't run into a fear pattern. Check out my Facebook page. You know, just go to find me on Tom Rozelle on Facebook. I'm always publishing information about what you can do to help yourself, to protect yourself, the truth about things. So check it out. You don't have to be a friend. You can go in, you know, secretly and just see what's there. Enjoy it. And if you have any questions, you can always get a hold of me at rozellecare.com. Send me a note. I do answer emails and, you know, I'll answer the questions. But right now, if you have a question, it's 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're live today. I'd love to take your calls. I want to get back to the brain a little bit because, you know, we're making that connection between the brain and the gut, and it's so important. You know, I had a patient, several, but this is one that's kind of sticking out my mind that had Crohn's disease. And, you know, she came to the office with migraine headaches and, you know, she had hit her head and, you know, we're talking about that brain connection to the gut, right? So, you know, she had bumped her head doing something, and the headaches just began to compound. And, you know, unfortunately, when I x-rayed her, you know, she had a lot of degenerative problems within the neck as well, some arthritic conditions within the neck. So we're going back to what we started with in the beginning of the program. So what does bumping her head and having Crohn's disease have to do with each other, right? Why is that? Because a Crohn's problem continues to produce, what are we talking about? High levels of inflammation. So while we're, you know, I'm going through and I'm treating this headache, these migraine conditions, and, you know, I'm starting to find out more about her whole life. And she'd had multiple surgeries for Crohn's already. And by the way, those of you who, you know, suffer with irritable bowel, and here's the connection. I'm going to put it up front before we even go down this pipe a little bit. Often has to do with your sensitivity to grains, particularly gluten. And it can cause a cascade of all kinds of different maladies, including, by the way, thyroid problems in the form of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. But that's a whole different subject as well. But when we're talking about this Crohn's patient that has these headaches, you know, we're talking about an inflammatory reaction that took place because we're talking about the brain. So the headaches were really not a result of this, you know, this bump in the head that she took. It was a result, it was the triggering mechanism of this underlying inflammation that was due to what was going on in her intestinal tract. And, you know, obviously we use a combination of manual work, applied kinesiological chiropractic work. We use acupuncture. We use nutritional. We use all these things to address most all conditions. And so I began to look at this patient. I said, how long have you had? She said, well, I really have had headaches now off and on for a lot of years. They come, they stay for a period of time, and then they go away. I said, you know, is there anything that you're aware of that triggers it? And she says, no, they just show up. Well, when we evaluated her dietary pattern, I began to see, you know, tons of sugars and refined grains and so forth. And I said, has anybody ever suggested that you may be gluten intolerant or that you have grain intolerance and so forth? And she said, well, yeah, that I was told that, but, you know, I don't believe in that. I said, oh, so you like your headaches, right? You and rather would have a headache than try to do something for a short period of time. And so we went through and I began to show her and demonstrate to her how that intestinal system and her head were connected, particularly the brain. So why the headaches? Because she had an inflammatory reaction within the gut. Remember that brain intestinal tract, the second brain is the gut. And that was causing that neurological pathway to be irritated, i.e. the brain. So I said, look, I said, I can treat you and you're going to feel a little bit better, but you're never going to get rid of these things until you make some changes with your chemistry and meaning your dietary pattern. I said, so anybody, and I looked at her, I said, anybody can do anything for a short period of time. And I said, before we start treating you, let's do this. Let's just for 1 week, 1 week only. I want you to not eat anything except for, and I put it basically told her to eat a paleo diet. And that's what even before we sent her into the nutrition department to talk to Sue. And I said, I want you to just eat a lot of vegetables. I want the vegetables cooked. And I eliminated things that I knew that may be irritating. And I said, I want you to eat just some fish and chicken and some turkey. And we're going to keep it really light for a week's time. And just 1 week. And I said, if I'm totally wrong, I said, I apologize for you to taking away all your comfort foods. And she looked at me like I had three heads and, you know, that I didn't. I said, come on, let's have. And then what I told her, I said, look, if you do this, I'll, and we have no effect whatsoever, but you have to do it 100%. I said, I will reimburse you your examination fee. And she said, what? I said, you heard me. I said, I'll reimburse you your fee. And she said, fine. Right. So fine was, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it grudgingly. So she did it and I made an appointment for her to come back a week later. And guess what happened? For that entire week, after about the first 72 hours, her headaches were gone. And she had 4 days without anything. Her head was clear and so forth. And then she went into the place where she said, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I have to have some of these foods. I said, well, do you like your headaches? So we started talking about this Crohn pattern. I said, the reason that they've had to go in and do surgery on you, the reason, you know, that if you continue doing this, there's going to be some fool out there who's going to want to take your intestinal tract out and put you on a permanent colostomy. And she said, well, that was told that that would probably was going to happen over a period of time and that there's nothing I could do about it. I said, really? There's nothing that you can do about it? There's nothing that, you know, you can do to fix that? I said, unfortunately, you know, I don't concur. I don't agree with whoever told you that. And I really don't even want to know, because then I'm going to have another target on my radar screen that I'm going to go after. But look, at the end of the day is you just proved yourself that you can become better by doing this. And here's the other piece. Not only can become better, but your body will begin to actually heal and reverse the damage that you've had in the intestinal tract. Now, take it in this perspective. How does the human mind work? How does her brain work at this point? Her brain is thinking, I just went through all this nonsense. I've been on all these medications. I've been on steroids, everything from azulfadine to other things that they put her on. And I've had damage to my intestinal tract, and they've done some surgery to cut some things out. And they're telling me that at some point in my life down the road, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm going to have, you know, my colon removed. That's big time. Oh my gosh. Right. Well, we started treating her and we started doing, you know, some acupuncture with her, and we started doing manual work with her. And, you know, she began to fall back a little bit on her dietary patterns. And when that happened, she, you know, she flared up. And then one day she came in and she, you know, she was actually in tears, and she said, I haven't had anything, haven't had a problem now in weeks. And I said, so you've been good. She said, yeah, I finally decided that I was going to listen to everything that you had to say. So we started, now I had to deal with the emotional pathway as well. I had to deal with, you know, the attachment that she had to foods. So we had to do some work with, you know, what we call NET or no emotional technique to disconnect that emotional wants, that emotional I need, you know, the comfort food. That's why we grab things and we set aside, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, but, you know, I want this. And we had to get her to a place where slowly her focus had to change. And what can I do for myself to make myself better than I've ever been? What can I do that will continue to regenerate, renew, not stay away from? Do you hear the change, the words I'm using? And this is what I use with her to get things better than they've ever been before, to get new tissue to produce in my intestinal tract. So we turned her on to Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, and we gave her other things she can do, but we began to treat her. And then over a period of basically would amount to about 9-10 months of care in our practice, she changed. And not only, I mean, obviously she lost some weight because she was heavy. She was pre-diabetic and that went away. Her body had energy it hadn't experienced in years because she's willing to do things differently. And the whole idea was to change her brain focus to what can I do to optimize my health. You know, the bottom line is our bodies have the ability to heal and to regenerate anything. And it starts with perception. It starts with the brain. And if the brain is all messed up, either because it's been trained to look at things the wrong way, or it's messed up because we're putting things in our system that are inflammatory, and they're not only going to cause joint spaces to degenerate and organ systems to break down, but it's going to cause the brain not to work the way it's supposed to. So, you know, it starts with, you know, controlling and focusing our thought processes. But it also looks at what's going on in my environment, dietary patterns. What am I doing exposure wise that are going to cause things to break down? You know, we were talking the other day, my father passed away many, many, many years ago, and both of my parents were hairdressers. And back in the day, and they had a large salon, but he smoked and everybody in the salon smoked. And, you know, he died a relatively young man when he was about 68 years old. He died of a massive coronary. Was that preventable? Well, in those days, people didn't think about the exposures to other people's cigarettes. So every time, you know, somebody else in the salon smoked, because the patrons smoked, they sat in the chair, they're getting their hair cut, they're doing all those things, they had a cigarette in their hand. He had a cigarette in their hand. And then the smell, the absorption of the permanent wave solutions and all those other things, that began to accumulate. So he ended up with a massive, massive coronary that took him out. But that's what happens to us. We think that it's by accident. Oh my God, Joe, you know, just dropped dead and he's only 47 years old. Well, there's a reason. Unless there was a genetic glitch, Joe just didn't die because he was so perfect in his dietary pattern, so perfect in his thought process, so perfect in, you know, the way that he treated his body relative to activity and exercise. So we look at, you know, the pieces of deficiencies. We know that if you have darker skin, that you're not going to produce as much vitamin D. So you're going to have heart disease. You're going to have high blood pressure problems. You're going to be more susceptible to different types of bugs, particularly viruses, because we need vitamin D to protect it. If your zinc levels are down, and by the way, one of the ways you can tell if your zinc levels are down, take a look at your nails. And if you see those little white spots in your nails, those colonicia, those are indicators that your zinc level might not be adequate. And if you don't have enough zinc, you're going to be far more susceptible to all kinds of things. So you have to make sure that you treat yourself with kindness and look at things that you want to make better. Not avoid, but make better, and ask the question, what can I do to make myself better than I was before? We're coming up to a break, and I'm going to give you a couple things that I want you to look up when we come back. So don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at the same old time frame. You know, on the Eastern Seaboard, it is 11 a.m. and you do the math wherever you are across the country. And again, those of you who are listening to us on any other form of device, whether it's your cell phone or whether it's a computer screen or you're going back and you're picking up the old programs, you know, thank you for doing that, and let people know, and those of you who are in the armed forces that are listening to our program as well, you know, I don't know how you find us, but as always, we appreciate you. We thank you for what you do for us, and if there's anything that we can do specifically for you, all you need to do is get a hold of us through RizalCare.com, send me a note, and I will make sure that I get back to you. And that goes for everybody. You know, if you want to ask a question when we're not on the air, you have something very specific, go to RizalCare.com and then send me a note on email, and I promise you I will answer it and get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. It's real simple, RizalCare.com. Scroll down, you'll find a way to send me a note. You can do that at any time, and I promise you that I will answer that personally. But, you know, if you want to re-listen to this program, it's real simple. You can go to RizalRadio.com. You can go to our website at RizalCare.com, and they're there. There's actually hundreds of these programs that we've archived for you over a period of, you know, a lot of years, obviously, and they're dated and they're titled. And so if you can't find something, obviously you can get a hold of me and we'll try to find it for you. But, you know, we're talking about something that's really important. I said that I was going to give you some things that you can do for yourself. But, you know, whether it's headache or degenerative joint disease or whether it's cancer, depression, something as simple as heartburn or your immune system isn't working, or guys, you've got ED, your sex drive is down, or you've got high blood pressure, whatever it is, inflammatory reactions are usually, if not the primary problem, it's a secondary representation that doesn't go away until you do something differently than what you're doing now. And what does that mean? That means that you have to change the way you look at things. You have to change your attitude. If you don't change if you look into the glass as always being half empty, if you're looking for all the snakes in the bushes, if you're looking for the alligator that seems to be walking up behind you, you're never looking forward. And to change anything, to fix anything, you have to look forward. And so what I want you to do is this. I want you to, on paper, design what it is that you want for your health. Not that I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay. Because once you lose the 10 pounds, then what? Then what are you going to do? Set the ideal weight that you want to achieve for, and I'm making this up, obviously, for a guy, it might be 170 pounds for a woman, or 180 or 200 for a woman. It might be, you know, 140 pounds or 135 pounds or, you know, 100, whatever it is you're, but here's the most important piece. Now, what's the composition of that weight? So the composition, you know, for a guy may be, you know, 12% body fat or 13% body fat. For a woman, because naturally you're going to carry more weight to protect, you know, organs of reproduction and breast tissue and so forth, it might be 20% or 21% or 23%. Or if you're an athlete, you may want to get it down to 19%. But then the question becomes this: what do I have to do on an ongoing basis to make that a reality? And then you find a model, you find somebody who has already achieved that, and look at their way of life and how they put things together. So does it mean that you're going to grab that candy bar all the time? Not so much. Does it mean that you're going to go have, you know, you're going to go to all the fast food restaurants and, you know, get a burger and fries and a Coke? I don't think so. Are you consistent with what you say you want to do? Is your intention and your action steps parallel to each other? You know, I want to go work out, I'm going to go to the gym and so forth, but on Friday night, you know, everybody says, come on, let's go get a couple beers and a pizza and, you know, we'll just have some fun tonight. That's not consistent with what you said you wanted for your health, correct? So you have to put into position the action steps that you want to take to produce what it is that you said you want. Now, does that mean you're going to be perfect? Yeah, probably not. But does that mean that it's okay to cheat every day? Yeah, probably not that either. So you want to make sure that you take each piece of the puzzle and begin to put it together. I'm going to leave you with that thought. If you need to get a hold of me, RoselleCare.com. It's real simple. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Bye.